Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin. Nathan Zagura is here. Also joining us is Cleveland Browns senior writer Andrew Gribble. All right, earlier this week, Paul Kruger joined the boys over here on Cleveland Browns Daily to talk about his goals for this season.
There's always that first learning curve, but I think as far as understanding what the coaches are looking for, how, you know, our style of play, the tempo, all those types of things are very clear to us. And so I think the core group of guys on defense right now is pretty familiar with the way Coach O'Neill and Coach Pett want things done. And so, you know, like I said, we got to get our legs under us. We got to get the lungs back. But as far as what we're after, I think we're pretty well set. For me, you know, I just want to improve in every way that I can. So, yeah, increase in numbers. And I think the biggest thing for me is going to be playing a well-rounded game, you know, versus, you know, I think this year there were some games where I could have done a little better versus the run. And I think that's something we're all working towards. But for me personally, that'll be a big focus for me.
Big focus for everybody, stopping the run. But you want to talk about a guy that really was impacted by a coaching change. I thought he benefited more than anybody else.
Yeah, he was the pass rusher that this Mike Pettine defense really needed to have. And he delivered with double-digit sacks, something he was very proud of, something a Browns player has not done in many years. So he was just an important piece of that defense. But like he said, he can be a better linebacker overall, and he's focused on that. It's good to hear at this point in the offseason.
Jermaine Neal said, we will stop the run. Let me repeat, we will stop the run. Everybody's got to do it. One of the things the Browns didn't do well last year was set the edge against the run. They got undisciplined. They left their gaps, and so they didn't maintain gap integrity. That's been a point of emphasis. We saw Kruger do it early in the OTAs. Nate Orchard's done a pretty good job of it, too. That's something very good to see at that outside linebacker position.
And your thoughts on Nate Orchard?
Yeah, you know, he's a mature guy that comes in right away and can be that pass-rushing presence that the Browns did not have on the other side of the field. And I think the interesting thing we're seeing right now through these first three days of OTAs is that, you know, Barkevius Mingo is not able to be out there on the field doing much because of his shoulder injury. This is allowing Paul Kruger to maybe move around on the defense. He's playing some of that Sam. And then you see Nate Orchard out there trying to set the edge and rush the passer. He's a second-round pick. You expect some big things out of him right away. But he's going to have to compete for playing time because there's also Barkevius Mingo coming back and Scott Solomon, who they're very high on at outside linebacker.
All right, but with Mingo being hurt, I mean, these guys are getting looks that maybe they don't normally get to see during the regular season. It's always about opportunity with this in competition.
It is. And Scott Solomon came in with his opportunity against Carolina, looked like he had those fresh legs, that high-energy guy, apparently had been bugging the offensive lineman in practice for weeks, gets out there, has some impact plays. And talk about Nate Orchard. This is a guy, in talking to the outside linebacker, Coach Brian Fleury, said he's constantly calling me, texting me all hours of the day, wanting to understand what it means to be an outside linebacker in the NFL. Am I supposed to do this? Talking about his drops. He'll be able to get to the quarterback. I think everybody in the building is convinced of that. Becoming a more complete linebacker, that's what they're working on there. It's actually an exciting group. And when you stop the run, as Paul Kruger said in that interview, we didn't have that part of it there, you earn the right to rush the quarterback. That's what Jim O'Neill says. And that's what they want to do all year long.
Yeah, this is an impressive rookie class. But Nate Orchard's personality, he might be one of the most impressive guys of the 12. You know, he takes this game seriously. He has a family. He talks about how his wife, it really grounded him and just made him a better football player. And that's why he thrived as a senior at Utah, also a school that Paul Kruger went to. They have kind of a connection there, and they've bonded really quickly. This is a really cohesive group. You know, they might be fighting for snaps on the playing field, but, you know, they've kind of come together pretty quickly, some good personalities in that room. And I think there's reason to believe this group will be better this year.
All right, what's going on the app? What's going on at ClevelandBrowns.com?
We've got a lot of projects we're working on. Next week, we're going to unveil a big, long story on a former Brown, Simon Frazier, what he's up to, the former Buckeye as well. He's got some big plans and a big future and a new career. We're also doing some big stories on Joe Hayden, Carlos Dansby, some of the big figures on this Cleveland Browns team, and getting a deeper look that we maybe haven't looked at in the past.
Yeah, looking forward to that Simon Frazier. You know, there's a kid from Upper Arlington that started out as a soccer player when he went to Ohio State, wanted to play soccer, and then he realized by the time he got out of Upper Arlington that football was his whole life. So that should be some good stuff coming up. I'm excited about
that. Oh, great. He's doing some big things now.
All right, looks good. We're looking forward to seeing that. We've got more Dog Pound Report coming your way right after this.
After the break, we pull back the curtain on the special teams OTAs and hear from Browns special teams coordinator Chris Tabor about driving competition.